2017. I'm your host for the next 3 hours here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to support the network, folks. Spare change helps, keeps the operation running. We've got a whole ton of hosts here. We do this for free. We do this out of labor of love, love of country, love of our existence, and hate of evil and tyranny and all the crap that we see attempting to put the final touches on this sick last days evil system. But we're all called to stand in that evil day. And so that's what we're all trying to do. That's what I do this. Hell, you know, I've had some real, real struggles in the last few weeks with doing the show and trying to make the time and keep it all together and to try to be relevant. You know, there's so many people out here doing this, and there's a real glut out here. People behind microphones, and so I mean, I hope you guys appreciate it. I mean, I put a lot of work into it. So let's see. I mean, many psychological warfare operations at work this week alone. The big one is this Fire McMaster thing with Cernovich and a bunch of the people in the alternative media. Mike Cernovich, of course, who's clicked up with Alex Jones. And Alex Jones called McMaster a Wahhabi today, like he called former CIA director John Brennan numerous times. And I told people John Brennan is a Jesuit-trained guy, and he might have did a conversion to Islam. Wahhabist Islam when he was the station chief at Saudi Arabia. That doesn't mean that he's a real Wahhabist. There's cryptocracies all over the place. Agents, the basically the Israelis, the Jewish element are huge cryptocrats. You got them all over Islam. You got them all over in Catholicism, Protestantism, and so forth and so on. Well, guess what? A lot of different people do this. And so it's not just them, but other people do these kind of false conversions. They put on masks. They pose as one thing when they're really another. The Jesuit order's got a long history, almost 500-year-old history of doing this. And so the founding fathers warned us of the Jesuits, for all you people that want to poo-poo when people talk about the Jesuits. Well, then I guess poo-poo your own founders of your own country, which has given you so much. You know, a lot of brats living here in the United States talking, you know, about how terrible it is and so forth. Yeah, a lot of these chumps never have left the country and been to some real crap holes. And then they'd kiss the ground once they got back here. And so, you know, there's a lot of fifth columns in the alt-right, pro-white, white nationalist type people that would want to subjugate you into some sort of wacko collectivist system. And they're their own kind of messianic, megalomaniacal characters out here that think that they're special and they deserve to rule over you and so forth and so on. And so there's characters in all these sectors There's a real wild things going on here. Now, I did some, I took a lot of notes this week, and I got a lot of crazy clips to play. And the big thing is, you got Savage, Michael Savage, Michael Wiener Savage. You got Alex Jones, and you got basically this kind of kosher nationalist right that has really just pumped this thing up into the crescendo levels of that. Basically, the deep state's going to assassinate President Trump. We're going to go under martial law. This sort of thing. And look, we have to realize with the Rex 84 stuff, garden plot, cable splicer, all these army memorandums, army documents, NDAA, internment and resettlement operations documents, all this stuff. Look, it's been on the chalkboard for a long time of our, let's say, planners. And so it looks, we've been through this kind of buildup before. Now it's 2017. We went through it last year with the election, and Obama was going to put us under martial law, so forth and so on. There was going to be no transition to Trump. And, we go through these ebbs and flows of kind of where we get real geeked out and looking into this stuff. And so it's like, look, you and I out here, we can kind of influence things a bit. Those of us that do radio, and those of you guys that talk to a lot of people, and you inform your people in your circle and so forth and so on, and you're out here trying to make an impact and try to push back against this juggernaut of transhumanism, transgenderism, artificial intelligence, basically collectivized world economy, microchipping, and all the rest of it that's going to come along with that, the censorship, which is really starting to descend upon a lot of YouTubers. I got a bunch of clips about that. This is very eerie. Now, you got Jeff Sessions running the Department of Justice. You got Obama's guy, I think his name's Pai, I believe. Trump's guy Pai running the FCC. But then you got these huge multi-billionaire conglomerates in the Facebook world, the Google world, which owns YouTube and so forth. You got Twitter shadow banning people. There was this big thing with Eric Trump a couple days ago where he was just trying to tweet out a Drudge Report, basically. It was some job numbers, and you can believe they're inflated. You can believe they're not. Hell, they've been cooking the books on us for so long with job numbers and GDP growth and all the rest of this garbage. I want to see some positive impact here with this new administration, with Trump, the big business mogul and so forth and so on, that's brought himself back from the brink of bankruptcy and so forth and so on. And a lot of people have speculated into who bailed him out, and a bunch of kosher Nostra types and so forth. But you want to see some positives. Anybody that doesn't wish for their country to get back on solid footing, a lot of people are really, really just, they have no patriotism at all. They don't, they want to see this whole thing collapse and blow into, the unknown and go into road warrior scenario, and hopefully something great comes out of that. As a person at my age and looking at children and looking at these kids, the inner cities are already bad enough. The barrios are pretty bad. The trailer parks are bad. People are dropping dead all over the place from heroin overdoses, fentanyl cocktailed heroin overdoses. One of my neighbors just informed me that her 22-year-old grandson just OD'd and is dead. Okay, that happened about a month and a half ago. I was just outside talking, and then bam, she lets, I didn't even know about this. People can OD to the point where they're not dead, but they got to put them on a Narcan drip, an IV, to where they hit them with the Narcan, it saves their life, but they still got so much of it in their body, and it's still ravaging their body, to where they got to put them on an actual drip to counteract this. And I was talking to a nurse, let's just say, kind of job connected, but it's just like, wow, this dude's on a Narcan drip. Interesting. I just thought it was a quick shot. You give people to save their life and bring them back from the brink, but actually put them on a drip into their IVs, some of these severe cases. But, I mean, everything's in the stratosphere. This Robert Mueller character, folks, this is this goldfish ADD memory that our people have. All of us 9/11 researchers, and, you know, what really pisses me off is I was tweeting at Alex Jones the other day. He's sitting here talking about Mueller being a Democrat, you know, operative like Comey and so forth and blah, blah, blah. He goes through the whole litany of this stuff, but he doesn't bring up the fact that Robert Mueller ran the cover up to September 11th. Now, Dr. Kevin Barrett over at Veterans Today is really talking about him running this whole thing with the anthrax scare. Remember that, right after 9/11. The Tom Brokaw, who else? A couple senators and the National Enquirer and some other folks got hit with this goofy anthrax hit. They got traced back to Fort Detrick, I believe. The whole thing was a government op. But the thing is, Robert Mueller, to have this guy, this shows the level of sickness in Washington, D.C., but also that not one person of prominence in the House of Representatives, all 435 of them, or one of the 100 senators, that's 535 people, folks. Not one of them has the stones to call out Robert Mueller and say, I don't want you anywhere near any kind of investigation into anything. You're the chief perp that ran the cover up to September 11th, false flag, basically, you know, this hit on our country, the USS Liberty times 100. And we're tolerating this guy investigating President Trump. Now, some people think this thing is completely theater. It's already been scripted. It's like, you know, a Shakespearean play, and we're in act whatever, and there's still a whole bunch of acts to go. And Trump's playing a part, and Pence is playing a part, and Mueller's playing a part, and Schumer is playing a part, and so forth and so on. You know, part of you thinks that way, but another part says, you know what? They're trying to actually take this guy down. And so you guys are going to have to make up your mind on this one. I'm constantly bantering this back and forth in my own mind. I'm not going to try to tell you how to think. There's enough goofballs behind microphones out here trying to tell you what to think. And I'm not going to be one of them, but I will try to give you angles here to look at. And I think that's the best way to do this, you know, with me, the show, like 3 years now. And the show has totally changed from where I started to where it is now. And, you know, a rolling stone gathers no moss, and it has to be this way. Now, let's go ahead and play the Brother Nathaniel clip real quick. And this has got to do with Congress and Russia and the sanctions. Mr. Producer, get clip one queued up. You know, and part of me thinks like this. Trump and Putin, they had some long talks at this G20. Probably Trump knew these sanctions were coming, and he's like, look, I'm going to have to sign them. They got Bob Mueller on my rear end here, and if I veto this, you know, sanction bill that just went through, then they're going to definitely say that I'm colluded up with you, and then they're really going to take me out. And so there's a lot of things there's a lot of angles with Trump, Russia. And let's play clip one, Mr. Producer.
Blessed are the peacemakers, but who can say this of Congress, whose hostility to the world comes near the devil himself? And now with its anti-Russia, anti-Iran, anti-North Korea bill, enemies they call them, all the bats come flying out of the belfry.
We will not tolerate attacks on our democracy. That's what this bill is all about.
Then sanction Israel and AIPAC for their attacks on our democracy. Like Jimmy Carter once said, if you don't play ball with the Israel lobby, your political career is over. Not Chuckies. He's a major player.
Last year, we know the United States was victim of an attack by a foreign power on the very foundation of this dear democracy, the right of the people to a free and fair election. The consensus view of 17 agencies is that Mr. Putin interfered in the 2016 election. For that alone, the United States has more than just cause to sanction President Putin.
You don't have just cause. Where's the proof, Schumer? To date, there is still no forensic evidence that Mr. Putin hacked our elections. But Schumer wants to punish Putin anyways. It's that same old Jewish way. They did it to Jesus, remember?
Mr. Putin and his allies have not suffered serious repercussions for this stunning breach of our right as a sovereign nation not to have our elections disturbed by a foreign capital. That all changes today. Congress has drafted this sanctions bill to hold Mr. Putin accountable for his actions and to send a message to him and the rest of the world. Any further attempts to degrade our democracy will meet further sanctions and action. We will not stand by idly.
How about Russia cutting off its nuclear fuel exports to America? That would bring the U.S. to its knees, huh, Checky? That's change you won't ever want to believe in. Let's connect some dots here. Who hates Russia? Putin is admired for having the guts to tell it like it is and for crushing ISIS, something D.C., just can't bring itself to do. And besides, if America is really a Christian country, why does Congress hate Russia so much, whose president and people are savoring its Christian revival? Perhaps it's because America is a Jewish country, not Christian after all. Look, Russia's being punished for something it didn't do, while Iran is being punished for something it legally can do. That is, testing their missiles for self-defense, which is not a violation of the Iran deal. Do McCain and Schumer know that the CIA ignited a coup of the democratically elected Iranian government in 1953? How about that for a stunning breach of a country's sovereignty? And Iran is one of many. Perhaps McCain and Schumer should sanction themselves. It's the Jews who hate Russia and Iran, spreading their hate through the media they own. Russia, allied with Iran, are wrecking Israel's plot to replace Assad's government with ISIS so Israel can bulldoze over the axis of resistance, Syria, Lebanon, and Iran. America has a losing dog in this race thanks to its surrender to the bloodthirsty Jewish state. It's the hacks in Congress feeling the whip of their Zionist charioteers in order to make Jewry's enemies America's enemies.
If the Congress speaks loudly enough and strongly enough, and we send this bill with a veto-proof majority, it won't matter what President Trump decides. Now, before I yield the floor, I'd like to thank my colleagues. At the top of the list, Senators McCain and Graham, who early the idea to do this.
But blowback is just a sanction away.
Ну и санкции те же самые, они тоже абсолютно незаконны с точки зрения международного права. Нарушают принципы международной торговли и правила Всемирной торговой организации. Но мы, как вы знаете, ведемся очень сдержанно.
Mr. Producer, since we can't read the translation, but, I mean, look, Brother Nathaniel there, this Jewish guy, convert to the Orthodox faith, I mean, he busted out there, I mean, he just laid it out very plainly there. I mean, this whole thing stinks, but I think probably, I'm guessing Trump knew this was coming, and I'm guessing that he already, basically, him and Putin already worked something out. I hope that that the administration knew this was coming, and this was already kind of, you know, they already had things in place and said, look, these jerks are about to drop this, and then I'm going to have to sign it, or they're basically this Mueller character. They're going to use this weaponized Mockingbird media to basically fully take them down. So we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on.
Oh.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that
search every corner of the graveyard. So much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart, looking for a stone with your name.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. Incendiaryradio.chattango.com. Incendiarychat.chattango.com. If you like hanging out in the chat rooms, welcome to everybody in there. Hoolies blog.blogspot.com. WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com. He puts the show up every week on his blog. It's really the really good talk radio show aggregator, and so Hooli, he does a bunch of people's shows, and so, and also to Sean in Australia, WTFR, where thought is free radio, and TCTAUnleashed.com is where you can find the archive at his site as well. So welcome to all the Australian folks. Ert Zundel, persecuted truth teller, Holocaust revisionist, real guy that went through hell. He's dead. So Ernst Zundel, R.I.P., really great guy that they really raked over the coals his entire life. So let's all say a prayer for Ernst. One of those heavy hitters, man, in the truth-telling circles. And so Michael Hoffman put up a tweet I saw earlier about Ernst Zundel passing. So another hero, heavyweight goes. But, you know, we've got to keep plugging along here. I got a bunch of stuff on McMaster because I think that there's a PSYOP. Now, this guy's a CFR member. So first and foremost, he has already compromised himself to the world government conspiracy. But I think there's, as we know, that there's what? Almost 3,000 members of the CFR. Everybody is not lockstep thinkers, okay? A lot of people are ladder climbers. They get in, they join CFR, and let's just say they know it's good for their career. And so there's people that do ideological battles within the CFR. I got to talk about this Jewish civil war going on between ideologues on the right and left, because there does seem to be, you know, with Bibi Netanyahu being up for charges once again. But, you know, Savage, Levin, Cernovich, all these people on the kind of the right and the left. Is it theater for the goy, or is there some real bad blood that comes up between a Mark Levin and a Chuck Schumer? Or do they just do this as to, you know, to dance in front of the goy and keep us thinking that they're all at each other's throats, like the Republicans and Democrats in Congress, where they go to cocktail parties after they just acted like they wanted to kill each other on the House floor? It's an interesting phenomenon to watch. And look, I like watching people fight, I like watching them trash each other. Now, at the end of the day, is it like this protocol's vision? A lot of people don't stay in the protocols enough, and I got to get back into it. Protocol 21, very short. It's about economics. So if I come up on something on economics, I'm going to try to remember to read that real quick. Protocol 21. But basically, you know how they said they'd have agents at all political spectrum, and they'll all be working together. But you know, you got to realize people are humans, and a lot of the best whistleblowers in history came off the plantation, and they really did themselves in and sacrificed to blow the whistle on machinations of the Cosa Nostra. And so, you know, the Jack Bernsteins of the world and the Benjamin Friedmans and the Myron Fagans and so many of these other guys that are willing to – there's this guy from France. His last name's Cohen. But basically, and I can't remember his first name right now, I don't have it written down, but he's written these books on basically Mossad operation. You know, kind of like Ostrovsky, Victor Ostrovsky, but even deeper, to where basically they're calling this guy a traitor and his life's in danger and all kinds of things. People could say, oh, he's just doing that to make, you know, to perpetuate the myth that there's some good folks out here in this sector or whatever, but... You know, we'll cover this on the other side of the break, but I got a lot to get to, and we're gonna jump into it on the other side, folks. Keep listening.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutri-Medicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Radio. If you don't like the mandolin rocking like that, you're gay. You are gay. Anyway. Now, Mr. Producer, I sent you this clip 23. Get that ready. Now, this is Jones at the beginning of a show a couple days ago. And he's basically building up Cy Hirsch, okay, this Jewish journalist, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner guy, okay. And I got a bunch of clips with Jones and a few people tonight to kind of build on where we're at here with Seth Rich, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Awan brothers, all this crap. But then we're going to move into McMaster as well. So Cy Hirsch, basically, now he's saying that Seth Rich is the guy that leaked to Julian Assange at WikiLeaks, okay, and then he was murdered and so forth and so on, okay? So let's keep that in mind. And now Cy Hirsch, this big heavyweight Jewish journalist, and look, Cy Hirsch has done some big stuff. He was talking about basically our deep state being involved with trying to overthrow President Assad in Syria directly through using these front jihadist organizations, okay? Now, go ahead and let's hit clip 23 real quick.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Cy Hirsch has already written months ago that he talked to U.S. intelligence and a top British ambassador who have actually met with high-level U.S. intelligence officers as well that have confirmed that Seth Rich was the leaker to WikiLeaks. We have Julian Assange publicly, within a week of Seth Rich being gunned down, shot in the back, saying that they don't ever give up sources, but that basically Seth Rich was their source and it should be investigated along those lines. We now have intel coming out that you have these Islamic Brothers from Pakistan in control of the Democratic Party servers, and that Seth Rich was reportedly that night at a party with them. You have Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening the D.C. police that she is over as a representative of that area, saying, I'll cut your funding if you don't get back their laptops. And then you have them in the news saying, don't ever question Seth Rich's murder. Don't look at it or we'll basically have somebody sue you. Well, this is Cy Hirsch, ladies and gentlemen. The article's on Infowars.com. The video and audio is on Infowars.com, and there is a total MSM blackout on two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning author, who also exposed that ISIS and Al-Qaeda were being run by Obama. By the way, he's a liberal, a classical liberal, but he has a conscience. He's credited with ending the Vietnam War with his stories on the My Lai massacre, you name it. The guy that spurred Walter Cronkite to say the war was unwinnable. Because it wasn't meant to be won. Media completely ignores bombshell Seymour Hirsch revelations on Seth Rich. Not a single MSM outlet has covered the story. The audio tape obtained by Big League Politics, Hirsch says he saw an FBI report leaked to him by an insider, which confirms that Rich had contacted WikiLeaks with sample emails from DNC leaker and asked for payment for the full data dump. And it goes on from there. And he has multiple ambassadors telling him the same thing. One of these ambassadors has gone public to say he met with U.S. intelligence and they showed him the files.
Okay, go ahead. Stop it there, Mr. Producer. Now, here's the story where I'm going to go with this another layer down with it. Okay, so we hear now Jones, and if you listen to the recording of Cy Hirsch, you can hear it on Big League Politics and then on over there on InfoWars. But basically, he said Seth Rich was shopping these recordings around for money, basically. So this is the new angle, that Seth Rich was a money grubber, and basically, and Seth Rich was Jewish, and he did military training in Israel. And so I talked about this weeks ago, that basically Millennium Report and others basically broke it out that Seth Rich was probably Israeli intelligence. Okay, but here's how this Jewish reporter, Cy Hirsch, probably connected somehow with the kosher mob as well. He's trying to say now that Seth Rich was shopping it to WikiLeaks. He wanted some money, see, to try to throw the heat off of the fact that it was probably an Israeli intelligence operation. If you're buying into the Likudnik model that Bibi and the Likudniks wanted Trump, and see Wasserman Schultz, okay, Jewess from Florida in Roger Stone's district, and I'm going to play this clip in a minute. Mr. Producer, get clip 22 ready, okay? Now, and you know there's always fights between the labor Zionists, the left-wing communists in Israel, and the Likudniks, which are more like your Republicans, okay? So these two are always fighting. They're putting each other in jail. They're bringing each other up on charges. Hey, if we locked up all the Jewish people in the world into one country, you know they're going to – the first thing they're going to do when they see they can't, you know, parasite basically off the host, what are they going to do? They're going to eat each other. They're going to be the Ouroboros and freaking start to eat each other, because that's just how they are. And so this happens from time to time in the community. And so now you have Wasserman Schultz, okay? Now look, Dr. Fetzer, who I've interviewed numerous times, and some of these other folks that the Awan brothers might be working this ISI kind of Mossad CIA. And so think about this, a left-wing kind of communist Jewish politician from Florida, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, why is she going to have all these Pakistani kind of Muslim guys running IT for her unless they are intelligence operatives? There's no way. She would have little Jewish kids running her IT. I mean, so there's something to be said here. And so you look at this and you're like, okay, you got Seth Rich. I'm just probably thinking that Seth Rich was in the DNC, but then you got all these pictures of him wearing his prop, you know, his kind of patriotic America clothes and all this. He was probably a Likudnik plant into the DNC. Now, you know, Obama did not want to see Bibi win the last election. So Bibi and Obama really had kind of a, you know, didn't like each other because Obama's a leftist and Bibi's more aligned with the neocons in the Republican Party. This is how this whole thing rolls. And if you don't kind of look at it that way, then you're probably not going to see the nuance here. And so, you know, Seth Rich is dumping the WikiLeaks probably, you know, and a lot of people think that the WikiLeaks boys are kind of attached to Israeli intelligence and so forth and so on. And so then you had the whole Pizzagate thing, Podesta, the hot succulent hot dogs and Obama and the Comet Pizza thing with Olyphantis and him wearing around his rubber T-shirts and he's screwing around with David Brock from Media Matters. This whole little sick cesspool. But the thing is, the point I wanted to make up is so Cy Hirsch is basically saying now, and now look, I could be totally wrong here. I'm just going kind of like past experience, gut feeling, and saying, okay, so you want to make it look like Seth Rich was looking for money instead of working for somebody, okay? And that kind of cuts the operation off right there. So, hey, Seth Rich, just this kid, he wanted to get paid. So he did all the thumb drive stuff, which I'm about to play with Roger Stone in a second. But let's listen to this next one. Let's do clip 22, Mr. Producer. Can you hear me, Ken? Clip 22.
Does Deborah Wasserman Schultz, who happens to be my congresswoman, the district that I live in Florida, threatened the Capitol Hill police chief over the seizure of evidence from her office. But after she is well aware that the investigation has been launched, she changes the classification of the Awan brothers from consultant to a House of Representative employees to ensure that they continue to have access to the House of Representatives computer system. This seems to me to be, a crime. This is part of an ongoing conspiracy. And now she's a co-conspirator. And I think this is, while being ignored by the mainstream media as very best they can, not making the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, this is a cover-up of extraordinary magnitude. And as it relates to the Seth Rich murder, I agree with you. Mr. Rich headed a division of the Democratic National Committee from which documents were clearly stolen. We now know from William Binney and Ray McGovern and others in an extraordinary piece published last week that the evidence shows that the documents were never hacked but were downloaded to thumb drives and removed from the DNC. So the entire question of hacking of the DNC by the Russians, that's false. Guccifer 2.0, that now appears to be false, is falling apart, and the Democrats are desperate to distract from the connection between the Awan brothers and the now more than 30 members of Congress that gave access to their computer systems to these two Pakistanis, who, by the way, Alex, seem to have scant IT experience. Raising the question of maybe this perhaps was a Pakistani or governmental operation and the Awans were just fronting. Key point. No member of Congress will step forward to testify against the brothers. None of them will go public, including Deborah Wasserman Schultz.
Hey, pause it there for a second, Mr. Producer. Oh, now, wait a minute. If this was some Pakistani intelligence operation, you'd have plenty of Congress people that would come out and be like, oh, yeah, the Pakistanis hacked us, these evil Muslims in Pakistan. But just by them, everybody being shush, shush, nobody wanting to touch it, who do you think's operation this is, folks? Think about it. Put two and two together. If this was just some ISI hack into something, they'd be ready to bomb Pakistan, folks, which we have been doing anyway for the last 14 years. Give me a break. This is probably Israeli intelligence operation because everyone's keeping their mouth zippered shut real, real tight. Go ahead and continue, Mr. Producer.
Politically incorrect.
Let's expand on that. If you go back to 9/11, it was in major newspapers at the time that the FBI said it's as if Al-Qaeda had people at the top of the FBI. Well, we know with people like the man heading up the witch hunt right now, Mueller, he has major contacts with the Democratic Party. His law firm gives 99.8% of their money to the Democrats. They get massive money from the Saudis, the Pakistanis. He's the guy that had the FBI in his 10-year tenure take radical Islam off of the list of terror groups when they are responsible for 99% of terror. And then we ask, why is the Muslim Brotherhood being backed in the Arab Spring? Why is Al-Qaeda and ISIS being backed? Why? Why is Hillary staying in the same bed as Uma Abedin and her Islamic family? Why is a Islamic woman leading the feminist movement now in the country, teaching women to wear burqas? Why is USA Today saying wear burqas if you're a feminist? Why is it everywhere? Why is everything Islamified? Why, when I tune into Trevor Noah or John Oliver, anybody that's attacking me, they say Jones is scum. He claims Muslims are involved in crime and that Muslims are unvetted and that some Muslims have diseases. When it's a fact that they're pouring in with TB, it's a fact they're pouring in with crime. Just look at Europe. Untouchable God group.
Yeah, but who made them untouchable, Alex? That's the point. Who owns the media and academia that made them untouchable? And this is where, see, you got to take it another level down from Jones. And I listen to Jones because they keep up on a lot of stuff. But see, I can triangulate off of what I listen. And then he's like, why is everything Islamified? Well, guess what? Because that's the new management system. And he wants to know why all the letting all these nuts take over in parts of the Middle East. Well, that's to break it up. The Oded Yanon plan, the Moshe Dayan plan, which preceded Oded Yanon, which is to basically create an expansionist Israeli empire. And then they're going to have a bankster, central bankster controlled caliphate going from Turkey to Saudi Arabia and so forth. And that's why Syria, Iran, and Lebanon have to go, like Brother Nathaniel just told you, because these guys don't want to play ball with the Zio caliphate of Erdogan. And look, Erdogan and the Saudis are in trouble, okay, just as far as their political, you know, standing. They're cracking down on their own citizens now. A lot of people have been exposing this in the last 2 days. So the House of Saud, I told you how long ago that the House of Saud is probably slated to go bye-bye, and they'll bring in, let's just say, some Erdogan allies, and this is going to be your Zio caliphate, okay, that's going to go across everywhere around the greater Israel. Keep in mind these two principles, greater Israel, Zio caliphate, bankster, central IS level caliphate. Okay, they're all going to have central banks, but it's going to be Islamic. And look, and then they'll use these guys as basically the muscle, the bludgeon in Europe, in our country, in Canada. They're opening up, what, the Olympic Stadium to refugees, this little turd Trudeau, this little piece of garbage, ski instructor or whatever the hell he was. He's just a legacy from his daddy. So now he's the prime minister. He's destroying Canada. I mean, this is sick what we're witnessing. I have this, you know, like this positive kind of thing in my belly that I realize that this can't stand. It's not going to happen. There's too many hardcores out here that are getting their mind, their wits about them, and they're like, oh, I hope there's a bunch of these guys in Canada, in the military, in the mounted police, and so forth, that are getting the feeling the danger that I'm feeling, and that the danger they're feeling in Australia and Europe and Eastern Europe. See you guys on the other side of the break. Crazy things happening.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Short segment here. I wanted to cover this real quick. And I'm going to get back into this kind of, you know, McMaster stuff in a second. But this is a short segment, so I wanted to talk about this for a couple minutes. Gays, throwing gays off of buildings. And we've all watched the videos of so-called jihadis throwing gays off of buildings. How do we know that these people are gay? And I'm thinking about this. I'm like, this is another level of psychological warfare. And this was used to draw, let's say, your right-wing Christian patriot types and the gays together against this enemy, jihad, Islam. Okay, how do you know that those weren't Christians of a certain sect, like Orthodox Christians in Syria? How do we know that they were gay? Did we ever watch them partake in any gay acts? And so we know who comprises ISIS, okay? A lot of useful idiots, but at the managerial level, intelligence people of, you know, probably a few different countries. How do we know these people that they're throwing off buildings are gay? I just wanted you to think about this because it's a probably they're not. They're probably Christians, okay? And for us to sit there and be like, okay, they just threw a queer off a building and then people make light of it. How do you know that that person was gay? And that you know what I'm saying? When they show us in Iran gays supposedly being hanged from a cranes or whatever, how do you know that they're gay? I'm just saying, because that could be a psyop, because it's like we know that there's a couple of agendas going on here. Basically, spiritually in the world, we know Christians are under assault in various parts of the Hindu world. In India, some of the hardcore Hindus are really doing evil things to the Christians. In parts of Africa, Pakistan is one of the worst. But parts of Asia, in the communist world, Laos, Vietnam, China, Christian persecution is terrible. And of course, in places like the Copts in Egypt and in normal Islamic countries, Christianity, depending on, you know, what type of Islam is running that country, Christians are, you know, dhimmi, second class citizens, turds. And so, and now we see in the secular West this kind of new secularism. And I'm even seeing it in some of the, well, there's the music. Basically, the world is aligning against Christianity across all sectors and races and ideology. Gays off buildings, how do you know they're gays? I'll see you guys on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.